Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating life with a little more zen. Ever feel like you're running on fumes? Like your mental health is hanging by a thread, desperately clinging to that last drop of coffee before crashing down. We've all been there, folks. The truth is, in today's world, it's easy to get swept up in the hustle and bustle, constantly chasing deadlines, juggling responsibilities, and trying to keep up with everyone else. It's like we're on a hamster wheel. Always running but never getting anywhere. But what if I told you there's a way to break free from that cycle? What if I told you there was a secret weapon for conquering stress, boosting your mood, and actually finding some happiness amidst the chaos? Today, we're diving deep into the power of self-care. Not just those bubble baths and face masks, though. Let's be real, those are awesome too. But the real deal, prioritizing your mental health and well-being is a non-negotiable part of your life. Here's the game plan, my friends. 5 key takeaways to level up your self-care game and unlock that inner Zen master. Number 1. It's not selfish, it's essential. Seriously. Think of self-care like putting on your own oxygen mask before helping others. You can't pour from an empty cup, right? When you take care of yourself mentally and emotionally, you have more energy, focus, and resilience to handle life's curveballs. Number 2. Get curious about what truly nourishes you. This isn't a one-size-fits-all deal. Some people need quiet time alone, others crave social connection. Some find solace in movement, others through creative expression. Experiment, explore, and discover what activities genuinely recharge your batteries. It might be reading a good book, taking a walk in nature, painting, dancing, or even just spending some quality time with your pet. Number 3. Embrace the power of no. Learn to set healthy boundaries and protect your energy. You don't have to say yes to everything. It's okay to decline invitations, delegate tasks, or simply take a step back when you need it. Remember, saying no to things that drain you frees up space for what truly matters. Number 4. Move your body, even in small ways. Physical activity isn't just about looking good. It's a powerful mood booster and stress reliever. Even a short walk can make a world of difference. Find activities you enjoy: dancing, yoga, hiking, swimming, whatever gets you moving. Number 5. Practice mindfulness. Take a moment to be present in the here and now. Pay attention to your senses, your thoughts, and your feelings without judgment. There are tons of apps and guided meditations out there to help you get started. Now, let's talk about real-world application. Imagine this. You're at work, drowning in emails, a looming deadline breathing down your neck, and that coworker who loves to chat is monopolizing your time. You feel overwhelmed, stressed, and ready to pull your hair out. What do you do? Well, instead of letting those feelings spiral out of control, you take a moment. You step away from your desk, even just for 5 minutes. You take a few deep breaths, focusing on the sensation of each inhale and exhale. Maybe you listen to a calming song or do a quick meditation. When you return to your work, you feel calmer, more focused, and ready to tackle those emails with renewed energy. That, my friends, is the power of self-care in action. It's not about escaping reality, it's about equipping yourself to handle it with grace and resilience. Remember these key takeaways. Self-care isn't selfish, it's essential. Discover what truly nourishes you, embrace the power of no, move your body regularly, and practice mindfulness. By making self-care a priority, you're not only investing in your own well-being, but also setting yourself up for success in all areas of life. So go forth, my friends, and unleash your inner Zen master. Take those small steps today to prioritize your mental health and happiness. And don't forget to share this episode with a friend who might need a little self-care boost. Until next time, keep it calm, keep it real, and keep crushing it.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.